Well, Martin, I suppose. No different than any other year. This was the target, to be getting ready for a county final.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to be in this position now. It's a big day for the club with the two teams with singer in reserve. It's a huge day for the club. So yeah, it's one we're looking forward to now and we can't wait.
And I know, speaking to you ahead of the semi-final was a big game for you because you had a reasonably good record in it, but you have lost as many as you'd won.
Yeah, look what we had. We had lost the semi-final last year. We didn't want to be beaten. Two semi-finals where we'd lost 3 years ago as well. In the semi-final, we'd lost two of the last three, so we didn't want to make it 3 out of 4. So look at, we got over the line, just about got over the line, but we got there and we're here on county final day. And yeah, we'll bear as best we can and see what we can do.
Was it your best performance of the year to get there in the semi-final against a good Guido team?
I thought we played well in the second half, maybe the middle 15 minutes second half. We probably didn't start the second half great. We got the point off the throw-in, all right, Leo won the throw-in and we won a free, but we didn't score for 10 or 11 minutes after that. But I thought the middle 15 minutes of the second half, I thought we did play really well, played some very good football. Yeah. Our experienced players stood up, and like Swan McGettigan, Kieran Gallagher, the younger lads, the phase didn't get to them, the stage didn't get them. They've done really well. Owen was ice cool under the freeze, and Kieran finished the goal very well. And I thought for them 50 minutes we played well, yet probably was our best.
And probably it's the first time in the year that you probably had your full squad, you know, to, you had your best foot forward.
Yeah, definitely. We were at full strength. That was our best squad for the semi-final. We had everybody available, and that made a difference too. The boys coming in made a huge difference. I've said Kieran coming in at half time made a big difference. Ewan came on as well 20 minutes ago and really lifted the pace of the game. I think his introduction made a massive impact. We seemed to step it up a pace when he came on as well, and it did make a big difference. Definitely, we had other players on the bench that didn't come in, but I know would have added an awful lot if we had used them as well.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of these players that are on for a 1-1 and 2 and 3-3, but the team has evolved too, Martin, hasn't it?
Of course, look, it's evolved even from last year. Every player that comes in makes a difference, adds something else to the team dynamic as well. So it's changed from year to year, but look, you have that core of players that are playing since 2005, and you build trainings even in games around a lot of them players, even the likes of Johnny McLoone and Johnny Boner and Leon that weren't playing last week against Gidor. You know, their voices about the training pitch and their experience and even the way they're playing and training in games are really pushing for position as well. So them along with the likes of Marty Boyle, Noan Wade, Anthony Thompson, them boys that are around since 05, they're the boys that are really driving this on.
And of course the one man that really does drive is Leo McLoone.
Ah yeah, look, at Leo is a leader. He always has been at all ages, growing right up through underage, and since he made this senior team at 16 and 05, he's a massive part of our club and massive part of this team, and he's a leader at training, off the field, on the field. He's one we all look to.
Yeah, as you said, lost the semi-final last year to Kilcar, you know, heavy, big defeat. You had done the same on them the year before.
Yeah, look, and no more. I said the same after when Kilcar beat us, or we beat Kilcar, sorry, in 15. Look, we got the breaks that day. There's no doubt about it. I don't know, was it Paddy or Ryan missed a goal chance in the second half to bring it back 2 points on that given day. We got the breaks for two of our goals in the first half. The ball broke to us nicely. There's high balls in, they both broke to us nicely. So we got the breaks in that year. And I think last year, yeah, we were well beaten the end up. But I thought for 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes, it was the best football we've played in the last 3 or 4 years. We played some great football. We were 1-3 to point up. And we let Kilcar in for a slippy goal. And again, they got in too handy that time. We didn't get a hand on them. They got in too handy. And they got the breaks after that. Their second goal came from a hot ball where AJ and John O'Malley collided, and they got the break from that there. So look, at if we got the breaks last year, it might have been a different result, and no more than 15 as well. So a lot of it comes down to a bit of luck on the day too.
Yeah, they are the form team. They were the form team last year going into the final. They probably are the form team this year. And I suppose the one thing they did is they recovered from the disappointment of losing last year's final, because you know what that's like.
Of course, look, without a doubt, with those last 3 years, they're probably the form team in league and championship. Like, you have to admire their performance in the league. They're winning games at a canter, and a lot of them games are without county players too. Like, we talk about their, they are exceptional county players, but we talk about them county players, but when they're missing, Kilcar still put on a show in all them league games. So they have to be admired. Look, they're a great team. They have been this last 2-3 years, and if they do win a championship, you can't say they won't deserve it.
How do you prepare for a team that has Ryan McHugh running at pace, right? Owen McHugh, Stephen McBurty, Patrick McBurty, you know, Michael Hegarty, you know, strength, yeah. A very strong team.
Yeah, it's scary when you name out all them players. It's scary, and they would cause you a few sleepless nights trying to think about how to play against them. Look at their difficult players. They see at county level, they cause county teams and county players a lot of bother. Look, at the best approach we can probably do is play to our strengths. We could spend the 2 weeks worrying about the car and trying to nullify them, and it's a difficult thing to do. So look, we'll be playing to our strengths. We feel we have a lot of top class forwards that can cause them bother, and did cause them bother in 15, and we feel if we can get a few goals out of our forward line, which we feel we're capable of, we might be able to outscore them just on the day.
Yeah. Are you a better team than you were last year?
Look, I don't know. It's on the day. Looking at our games all year, some might say no, we're not. That we've struggled through a lot of games. And people might say that there, but look, at football's on the day. If we win a championship in 10 days' time, people say we had a great year. If we're beat by Kilcare, people say it was disappointing and we were lucky to get to a final at all. So it's on the day, and that hour could determine whether it's a great year or a poor year.
Yeah. Is the hunger still there with the older guys?
Without a doubt. Look, you see them boys at training, they are the ones driving things on more so than the younger lads. They're immensely hungry, and like I mentioned about Butcher and Johnny Boner and Leon, boys that are around since, like Johnny's been senior football since 95, I think 96, and you know, when you hear him talk, everyone listens to him at the training. He's the hunger and desire that man has with three kids at home, and the effort he makes and never misses a training, and the way he's playing, the shape he has himself in, and Johnny Boner the same, and Leon the same, and the Marty boys on Wades, they are the boys driving it, and their hunger is, it's an absolute credit to themselves how hungry they are and how they want to succeed.